I have the great pleasure today of introducing a tribute to Mr. Frank Ifield. He was born on the 30th of November 1937, and he was born in the UK. He actually performed as an easy listening and country music type singer. He achieved huge success in the early 60s, particularly in the UK singles chart, where he had four number one hits between 1962 and 1963. Frank Ifield was one of the more original country artists too, having a real talent for yodeling. But he had his biggest international success in the pop music genre, and his biggest hit was I Remember You, which spent 28 weeks in the charts back in 62-63. Here now is just a brief reminder of some of the great songs performed by Frank Ifield over the years.
Lucky devil, lucky devil, to find a little angel like you. The first time we touched, I was floating on air. I knew I was in heaven, though I've never been there. On the level, I'm a lucky devil, to find a little angel like you. A sweet little angel like you. I went across to Switzerland, where all the yodelers be, to try to learn to yodel with my yodel OD. I climbed a big high mountain on a clear and sunny day, and met a yodeling gal up in a little Swiss chalet. She taught me to yodel, yodel OD, yodel OD, yodel OD. She taught me to yodel, yodel OD. As much as I love you, you wouldn't worry me half as much as you do. You're nice to me when there's no one else around. You only build me up to let me.
To say good night, and then I heard my child in prayer. Send to me some scarlet ribbons, scarlet ribbons for my hair. Be nobody's darling. My love, be honest and faithful, be kind, and promise me that you will never be nobody's darling but mine. Please tell me that you love me too.
Well, born in Warwickshire, England, Frank Ifield moved with his Australian parents to Dural on the outskirts of Sydney in the late 1940s. It was a rural district, and Frank loved to listen to what he then called hillbilly music and is now called country music while milking the cows. His father, however, was an inventor and engineer who was quite famous for creating the Ifield pump, which is a device used in fuel systems for jet aircraft. And young Frank learned how to yodel by imitating country stars like Hank Snow. His parents bought him a ukulele for his 11th birthday, and he was soon able to play most of the chords. His headmaster encouraged him to perform to his class, and soon after, his grandma gave him a guitar for Christmas, and young Frank revelled in his new instrument, appearing on Radio 2GB's Australia's Amateur Hour, which eventually led to a recording contract from which he recorded a song called Did You See My Daddy Over There? While still in his teens, Frank became a regular on Bonington's Bunkhouse, which was a popular radio program, and he left school to pursue a music career full time. He appeared on other radio shows as well, finally landing on the popular travelling Ted Quigg show, where he stayed for quite some time. Amazingly, by the age of 19, Frank Ifield was the number one recording star in Australia and New Zealand. And it was the early days of Australian television too, and Frank was already hosting a weekly show called Campfire Favourites on Channel 9. By 1959... Frank was regularly appearing on all three of the Sydney television channels. And all of this gave Frank the desire to pursue his career in music on the bigger international stage. And so he returned to the UK in 1959 with the London Palladium as his ultimate target. Frank had his first British hit in 1960 with Lucky Devil, which we played as part of the compilation. And the success that he had with that enabled him to remain in England. And then in 1962, he became quite a huge star with his fabulous classic hit, I Remember You. The song became a hit almost everywhere and stayed on the British charts for a fabulous 28 weeks. And when released in the States, it also hit number 5 over there on their pop charts. And shortly after that huge success, Frank released another big hit called Lovesick Blues, which had all the hallmarks of his yodeling singing style. It also reached number 1 and stayed in the charts for a period of 17 weeks. And here it is.
I got a feeling called the blue, loads and for baby say goodbye. And I don't know what I'll do. All I do is sit and cry. Oh, oh Lord, that last long day she said goodbye. Lordy, well, I thought I'm gonna cry. She do me, she do you. She's got the kind of loving. Lord, I love to hear it when she calls me sweet baby. Such a beautiful dream. I hate to think it's all over. I lost my heart, it seems. Well, I've grown so used to you somehow that I know nobody's sugar daddy now. And I'm a lonesome. I got the lovesick blue. When I'm in love with a pretty little gal. That's what's the matter with me. When I'm in love with a pretty little gal. But she don't care about me. Well, I tried and I tried just to keep her satisfied, but she just would not stay. And now that she is leaving, this is all I can say. I got a feeling called the blue, loads, and my baby said goodbye. And I don't know what I'll do. All I do is sit and cry. Oh, oh Lord, that last long day she said goodbye. Bloody well, I thought I'm gonna cry. She do me, she do you, she's got the kind of loving. Lord, I love to hear her when she called me sweet baby. Such a beautiful dream. I hate to think it's all over. I lost my heart, it seems. Well, I've grown so used to you somehow that I know nobody's sugar daddy now. And I'm alone. I got the lovesick blues. Well, I'm alone. lonesome. I got the lovesick blues.
Well, Frank's probably most successful year was 1963 when he scored two British number one hits, and one of the chart toppers, I'm Confessing That I Love You, was a cover of a Rudy Valley hit, and that made it to the US pop charts as well. So, yes, of course, I'm going to play that as well.
I'm confessing that I read such strange things, but your lips deny they're true. Will your answer really change things, leaving me blue? I'm afraid someday you'll leave me, saying, can't we still be friends? If you do, you know you'll grieve me for all. Confessing that I love you over again. I'm afraid someday you'll leave me, saying, can't we still be friends? If you do, you know you'll grieve me, for all in life on you depends. Am I guessing that you really love me, dreaming dreams of you? Confessing that I love you over again. I'm confessing that I love you over again.
Oh, beautiful. Well, Frank Ifield's next hit was The Wayward Wind, and that made him the first UK-based person to reach number one 3 times in the UK in succession. The only other person to have done so at that point was Elvis Presley. That song, The Wayward Wind, spent 13 weeks in the charts during the early 60s, and at that time, Frank was performing at his venues with a new band that he'd just given a break to, featuring them as a support act on his one-night stand touring show. Now, that band was The Beatles, who prior to that had only worked in Liverpool. Let's now listen to that third hit in a row that Frank Ifield had way back there in the 60s, The Wayward Wind.
Oh, the wayward wind is a restless wind. A restless wind that yearns to wander, and I was born the next of kin, the next of kin to the wayward wind. In a lonely shack by a railroad track, I spent my younger days. And I guess the sound of the outward bound made me a slave to my wandering ways. On the wayward wind is a restless wind, a restless wind that yearns to wander. Settle down. She's now alone.
with a broken heart. And the wayward wind is a restless wind, a restless wind that yearns to wander. The wayward wind, ah, the next of kin. To the wayward wind, the next of kin. To the wayward wind, ah, the next of kin.
Well, Frank Ifield continued having pop chart success through 1964, but after that his career in Britain began to wane just a little bit. And however, he went to Nashville in 1966 and so impressed them that he was made an honorary Tennessean by the state's governor, Frank Clement. Now, Frank recorded two albums in Nashville and debuted on the Great Ole Opry, where he was a great success. And following that period, Frank again found popularity in Europe during the 70s, particularly in Belgium, Holland and Luxembourg, and he continued to tour and perform at country music festivals and cabarets. However, personal tragedy and some health issues deeply affected Frank in the 80s. A bad case of pneumonia leading to collapsed lungs meant that Frank would never sing again. So Frank dedicated himself to the development of new Australian talent. And then in January 2003, Frank was inducted into the Country Music Roll of Renown, Australian country music's highest honour. And by the way, he'll be returning to the stage in January 2014 as a presenter, as part of a new stage production called When Aussies Ruled Britannia. And the show features Frank and fellow 60s superstar Keith Potka from The Seekers, who'll be presenting stories and songs from that era when they were top of the pop charts across the world. Included will be the stories behind all of Frank's big hits, and Frank's big hits will be sung by Wayne Horsburgh. And, of course, we'll have hits from The Seekers and The New Seekers too, sung by Nikki Gillis and Keith Potka himself. Now, Frank will be kicking off his national tour on the 17th of January 2014 at the Dame Joan Sutherland Performing Arts Centre in Penrith. And if you'd like to get on the phone and make a booking, you can do so by ringing 4723 7600. I'll repeat that, 4723 7600. Or you could look it up on the computer at www.jspac.com.au. I'll repeat that as well, www.jspac.com.au.